Hi there. Welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. I'm Chanel. When was the last time you felt upset? Do you remember why you felt that way? What did you do about it? What made you stop feeling upset? Or are you still feeling that way now? Today, we're going to talk about what we can do when we're upset. There won't be much movement today, so you could choose if you'd like to sit down or lie down. Close your eyes. If you're sitting, sit up straight, roll your shoulders back, and lift up your chin so that it is parallel to the floor. As I do the calm down countdown, try breathing in as I say each number, breathing out in between. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Anger is a big emotion. That feeling might start in your mind, but then it quickly affects your body too. You might feel blood rushing to your face and neck so that it becomes red and feels warm. You might feel sweaty or begin to shake or clench your teeth. Everyone reacts differently when they're angry. Right now, we're going to tense up a part of our body and then release it again so that it feels relaxed. We'll start at the top and work our way down. Keep your eyes closed. Start by scrunching up your entire face. Close your eyes tightly, scrunch up your nose, and press your lips together. And now release. Can you feel the difference? Keep it like that as we move to your shoulders. Lift your shoulders up to your ears, and now release. Moving down to our arms and hands now, ball up your hands into fists and squeeze them while you also tense up your arm muscles at the same time. Hold it just like that, and release. Feel all that tension go away and keep your arms and hands loose. Let's flex our feet now. Point your toes towards your head. You should feel a stretch in your calf muscles behind your leg. And now relax your feet and legs. Keep your body feeling loose and relaxed and your eyes closed. When you react, your brain and body works without thinking. It's instantaneous, immediate. In some situations, reactions can keep you safe. If you see a baseball flying towards your head, you'll likely react by ducking down. You don't have to think about it, you'll just do it. That's a reaction that kept you safe. In other situations, reactions can hurt. If someone accidentally steps on my foot and I react by pushing them down, then I've likely hurt them. I also haven't taken the time to realize it was an accident and that they didn't mean to hurt me. I also didn't consider their feelings. Maybe they weren't looking where they were going because they were upset about something. and I certainly didn't respect them by reacting with violence. Instead of reacting, we can respond. Responding means taking a moment to pause and think about what to do next. Remember, reacting is done without thinking of the consequences, and without thinking of the other person. Being able to pause, think, and then respond can be very hard to remember. And for some, it may be a bigger challenge to do this. But we can try and we can practice. And the more we practice, the easier it will be to remember because it will become a habit. By pausing and thinking about it first, a response is more likely to solve the problem or at least make it better rather than exacerbate it. A thoughtful response will also give us time to understand ourselves better, how we think and feel, and also time to think about others and even see things from their point of view. This will all help us make better choices. So how can we remember to respond instead of react when we're upset? We need to be mindful of our thoughts, feelings, reactions, and actions. It can be difficult because if we're hurt or sad or angry, our focus is usually on those big feelings, and it becomes hard to look outside of that. One thing that might help is to remember, pause, then respond. When you pause, you can try taking 3 deep breaths, doing your own mini calm down countdown. Let's try that now. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Another deep breath in and let it out. One more time, deep breath in and out. Once you've paused, then you have a moment or two to figure out what to do or say next. What can you do or say next that will help you calm down or calm the other person down? What can you do or say that will make the situation better or at least not worse? What is the kind thing to do or say? Do you need to get a grown-up you trust to help? And after you've thought it through, then respond. Pause, then respond. I hope that helps you to remember to respond and not react the next time you're feeling angry or upset. I have to still remind myself to do the pause sometimes too. It doesn't always work, but the important thing is that I'm always working on it and trying again and again. That's all you need to do. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, peace out and peace within. This Peace Out episode was written and narrated by me, Chanel Sang. The sound and editing by Rob Griffiths is what pulls the podcast together. Thanks, Rob. Peace Out is a Bedtime FM podcast and is something we do because we believe in it and we love it. If you're enjoying Peace Out, please consider becoming a Patreon or leaving a tip. Your donations help keep our podcast ad-free and allow us to keep doing what we're doing. Go to bedtime.fm/support and anything you can donate is very much appreciated. Thank you.